97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings. It's the 6 o'clock hour, so you know what that means on a Friday night. Jamie Lynch and Devon Givens with you for the full hour as we get you set for a huge weekend of college football back in the mix. Baseball, of course, the Phils doing what they're doing on this great six-game winning streak. They keep pulling you back in. They won't let you go away. They just keep doing it. And we have to make sure that we bet on it by going to the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So, as always, welcome in my partner as we run this hour with you, Jamie. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Devon? Happy Friday, man. My DraftKings account was dwindling. I had $25 left in it,
and
DraftKings is trying to give you some free money this weekend. It's something we'll get into.
Yeah.
But like you said, college football is back. I was watching Ohio State, Minnesota last night. NFL.
Talent out there on the field.
Always is in Buckeye Nation. You got the NFL returning. You got pennant races. It's time to lock in kind of those preseason futures bets for the league. There's some Rookie of the Year ones I like. A local Philly kid I think I'm going to dabble with.
I think I know where you're going
now,
south a little bit.
You know, Devontae Smith might be somebody that's worthy of a bet.
How about that? We don't talk much about him.
He could light this league on fire.
So, see, we have to look at the numbers.
We got
to
look at all the futures because, you know, it's homework time.
It is homework time. And as always, the Draft Lines show is brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And it's fun. Listen, baseball right now, college football, pro football upcoming, hockey on the horizon, the college basketball and pro basketball all coming back. Man, we're about to have a blast these next few months. We're going to be tearing it up and making a lot of money.
Jason. Let's hope so. I don't want DraftKings taking any more of my money.
Oh, yes, you do. Yeah. Yes, you do. If not, you know, I'll make it on the other side. You do one side, I'll go the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll break even.
But now's a good time of the year to pay attention to you because, you know, look, they want to plump up your bank account a little bit heading into the season.
So what's this? You said you're down to $25?
I was down to $25.
So how do you get the $25 back?
And DraftKings is going to double my money. So it's great. It's called the Hammer the Over Bet, and it's on this weekend's biggest game of the weekend. It's tomorrow night's Georgia versus Clemson game. It's going to be absolutely awesome. So for every 2,500 people that bet the over, it drops a half a point. And the odds are going to say at even money. So currently, right now, I got 4.5 this morning. I put $25 on the over of 4.5.
Mm.
It has now since, in just today, dropped down to 3.5. And possibly even 3 by the time this show is over. So, do you think they're going to
lower?
Yeah. Do you think they're going to score more than 3 points in Georgia Clemson on Saturday?
I think that's a good bet.
Yeah, I like our odds there.
I think that's a good bet.
So it's a $25 max bet. I just happen to have $25.49 in my account. So I put 25 on it, and I will have 50 at the conclusion of Georgia Clemson, which I can't wait for. I appreciate the free money, DraftKings. I really do, because I'll probably be giving it back at some point.
Always. Always giving it back at some point, but then getting it back.
Yeah.
Because of how good you are. So let me see. Let me check.
Georgia Clemson's going to be an awesome game.
It is going to be an awesome game. So remember, as Jay said, the total drops every 2,500 bets. Tell your friends, hammer it now.
Yeah.
Get it set for this weekend's big matchup. So my bet, let me see, when I did it on Wednesday, I believe, and I got it. You know what? I don't even – it just says – of course, it just says plus 100. So I don't know what the number was at that time.
Yeah.
I think it was still like 10 at that moment.
It'll probably be a half point by kickoff.
It will. It will.
So you're going to need 1 point scored if you wait until tomorrow to lock that bet in. But you can lock it in now at 3.5 or 4, and you're fine.
This is fantastic stuff. Just fantastic stuff.
One touchdown, people.
One touchdown. Absolutely. So, look, man, one of the things that we have to start off with, the hot Philadelphia Phillies.
Woo!
Again, six in a row. And I don't know how they've done it. And every one, even their one loss that they had in these last 8 games, Jay, they've scored 7 or more runs in these games. So that's their magic number, right? The 7 that they put up there on the board. And they did it in great fashion on
It wasn't
Thursday
because of Aaron
afternoon.
Nola.
Aaron Nola only going 4 innings, man. 6 earned runs on during his time out there. He just, as we talked about, and, you know, we speak about this all the time, he's so inconsistent that we are used to the inconsistencies of his game. However, we expect the good part of his pitching instead of the bad part. Shame on us, because we know that 1 week is going to be the good Aaron Nola, where he goes 8 2/3 and strikes out 11, and then he's going to do it exactly what he did on Thursday afternoon, going only 4 innings and giving up those 6 runs, putting him in a 6-run hole, 6-zip, when he left the game. The bullpen, how about that?
Yeah.
Doing their job.
Scary at the end there with Kennedy. He almost let up a bomb.
But
as
soon as I saw Archie Bradley, I was like, oh man. They're gonna tack on this one as well. But they did their job.
Yeah,
it was scary, but the runs, man, they just keep on rolling. Yeah. Bryce Harper has been on fire.
He really has.
Yeah, it's been an amazing
He's
run.
Leading baseball in OPS, and that hasn't been done by a Philadelphia Philly since Mike Schmidt in, I believe, 1983. So, I mean, he's having a historical Philly season, and thank God, because they won that game in spite of Aaron Nola. If they end up missing the playoffs, you can't ever put it on one player. It's a team game. But Aaron Nola is going to be a huge reason why they miss the playoffs if they do. And we can look at the division odds and where they're currently at and everything. But it's one of the stranger seasons I ever remember from a Philadelphia athlete, because this is a guy who's up to, I think, 4-5 ERA now. He's a career 3-6 guy, but he's shown you he can be a 2-5 or 3-2 guy. So
with a 17-6 record in what, 2018?
Yeah. And it's just like, and you see it at times this year. You see the 10 strikeouts versus
the
Mets. You see the game in San Diego, and you go, there's old Nola. And then it seems whenever there's a big game, you get the bad Nola. And, you know, luckily the offense, like you said, was able to bail him out. I saw a stat from Jason Stark. The Phillies just set a major league record. It was the 7th time they've come back against the Nationals by trailing by 3 runs or more, setting a new MLB record for a team overcoming a 3-run deficit in a game. The previous record was 6.
Wow.
So they've been clutch. They're 9-1 versus the Nationals this year. That's unbelievable. I don't care who you're playing, bad or not. They're 9-1. And finally, right now, look, there's 16 wins in August. They were against bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
There's no denying there's a
schedule. Beat up on them.
But that's what you got to do.
And isn't that what people, when we were all jumping off, especially right at the All-Star break when the talks were simply the Phillies have the easiest schedule the second half, so it should work in their favor. Now it's just a matter of what the Braves have. Can they get through their tough stretch to get to the back end where theirs is a little bit easier as well?
They have an 11-game West Coast trip coming up, and you know, they play the Padres, the Diamondbacks, I think the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you hope things go right for you there. But like we've talked about how many times in the last couple of years, why can't they beat the Marlins? The Marlins stink. The rest of the NL East beats up the Marlins. Why can't you beat the Marlins? Now at least they're beating bad teams.
Well, bad news.
Yeah.
They got the Marlins this weekend.
I know. I'm terrified. And the season ends with the Marlins, too. They have a Braves series the Marlins, and I'm going, oh, boy.
Man, Kyle Gibson tonight.
He's been phenomenal.
A great pickup.
It really has
been.
He's been – I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't watch a lot of Texas Ranger games. I read about his ground ball rate and all that stuff. He's been phenomenal. He's the number two on this team. And since he got here, Wheeler's kind of been hit or miss and shaky. You can make the case that Kyle Gibson, since he's come here, has been the Phillies' best pitcher.
Yeah, I really only remember one bad outing that he had.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. He's been really good. Zach Wheeler needs to – there's probably a little bit of fatigue going on there. He's leading baseball in innings pitched.
Yeah.
You know, so at least you can understand why, but if they're going to pull this off in the month of September, they need Zach Wheeler to be that Cy Young-ish form guy again.
Yeah, we can't continue to have the conversations about Zach Wheeler that we've had Aaron Nola. But look, as you talked about, the fatigue is there at this time where they are and still battling back to put themselves back in the mix in the conversation. We can't have excuses for anyone anymore.
No. Okay?
It is what it is. They're back over 500, and they need to stay over 500 in order for them to obviously win this division and get to the postseason, if not by the division, by also taking the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And taking that wild card, it's tight up there because now you have the Dodgers and the Giants.
Dodgers overtook the Giants
for the West,
now, finally.
Right? So one of those two are going to take it. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's up to the Reds, the Cardinals, and the Phillies positioning themselves to be in this mix. And they got to hang on, man. They have to hang on. Why not? Why not hang on? It shouldn't be happening anyway. Look, Rhys Hoskins is out. The Eflin stuff is there for you right there as well. You have no Alec Bohm.
Yeah.
It just has spiraled into a totally different person. Or, look, sophomore slump. Who knows what it is? It's not working right now, yet they're still in it.
I know.
As I said at the top, Jay, we can't quit them.
Yeah.
We can't break up.
Well, that's why you have to look. It's Tatis Jr.'s MVP award to lose. But this is a credit to Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
He's second right now on DraftKings in the MVP odds at plus 700. Tatis Jr. is minus 285. Mm. That's a lock that he's going to win it, more or less. But Bryce Harper, like, you know, most valuable player. It's all kind of how you view it and how you design it. If you remove Bryce Harper from the Phillies right now, you unequivocally can make the case that he is the MVP of the league, because this team wouldn't be anywhere close to a playoff hunt without him. Tatis Jr., you take him away, San Diego might be able to tread water a little bit. They still have Machado. They still have a pretty good pitching staff. They still have some players. If you remove him right now with no Rhys Hoskins from the Phillies, they have no shot. So to me, that's a pretty good case for MVP. Like, Tatis Jr. is going to win it. I'm not saying, you know, put your money on Harper, but plus 700 for a guy.
That's a good bet. Nice little sneaky. It's one of those where you don't feel bad if
yeah.
it doesn't break out, because there's a very good chance that he could still win, especially if they make the postseason.
If they make the postseason, like
Tatis
you said.
Tatis is not going to win the AL yep. West. They're going to be out of it. They can only get in via the wild card. The Phillies have two options here, and if they do make it and San Diego does not, you'd have to imagine that some way, somehow, Bryce Harper was still playing some really good baseball in order for them to get in down the stretch here in this September.
Yeah, I mean, it's all how you define it. Is it by stats, or is it how you carry your team? And right now, this man is carrying his team. And like you said, if they end up winning the division when not many people thought they were going to.
Or getting that wild card.
Yeah. I mean, I think the division's the easier route.
Easier route.
Because you don't need as much stuff to go your way. But if they make the playoffs, either way, you have to consider him as a voter. You
plus
have to.
+700
Yeah.
Sneak in there.
Yeah. I mean, that's worth like $10 to me, you know?
Yeah. Plus, oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, that's enticing.
And we were just talking about Zach Wheeler. He has plummeted down on the Cy Young Award.
He was at the top.
He was.
2 weeks ago when we were doing this together.
Yeah, Walker Buehler is now in the lead at minus 115. You have Corbin Burns plus 180.
Wow.
Brandon Woodruff plus 600. Then Zach Wheeler plus 800.
That's what happens when you spit it up for
yeah.
four straight outings, man.
Yeah. You know, he just needs to right the ship. We don't need him to be a Cy Young to make the playoffs. They just need him to be an ace.
Yeah,
and
just be Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, just be what you've given us this year. And I'm not trying to rip him. His innings pitched is crazy.
He's been really good.
And he's leading, I believe, the NL in strikeouts. He's been really good. It's a great season for him, but you
just
don't want
a lot of room for error right now.
Yeah, you don't want to end the year on that note, because we talked about the offense. They can't carry every night.
No, you can't.
It's just not.
I was questioning anyway. I'm like, look, Ranger Suarez is out there, or Matt Moore is out there. They need run support.
Yeah.
Even Aaron Nola need run support because of how poor they. Well, how inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
How the fact that right now Aaron Nola is more of a backing guy than he
yeah.
is a fronting guy. As you already mentioned, Kyle Gibson passing him on this particular roster, on this rotation.
No doubt.
The room for error is very minimal for them overall. So, when you have somebody like Zach Wheeler, you're expecting to at least
sure.
give your team a chance to win that one overall. Man, this is the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, a lot of Phillies talk to start off. So, Jay, let me give you this for tonight's game against Miami.
Come on, you got to take care of business versus the fish. Come
six
on.
In a row. Let me give you the total, first of all, because, again, they keep hitting seven.
Yeah, I think they had five straight games where they hit seven runs in a row. I saw Boop Jr. tweet out the stat. I think it was the first time in franchise history they'd landed on seven five times in a row.
Oh, seven.
Seven
not,
runs.
Not over, just
no,
seven.
No, just seven
okay.
on the number.
All right, yeah.
It was pretty wild. That is kind of like
that's
their
wild.
New benchmark.
Yeah, so, well, let me give you the number. Over, under. 7.5.
Ah.
Total between them and the Marlins. They can do that all by themselves, seven and maybe eight. So where would you go? Kyle Gibson on the mound.
I would go over.
Jesus Luzardo,
opposite
Kyle Gibson.
I do respect a Jesus. It's a good name.
It is a good name.
This is where I wish I could turn off the pessimistic Phillies fan part of my brain and just look at it more as a gambler. Because the pessimistic Philly fan in me says, well, it's the Marlins, and they're not going to hit, and the bats are going to go to sleep, and this is an under because Gibson's been great, so he's not going to allow. But, you know, in all likelihood, the bats have been on fire. Does that stop because you're playing the Marlins now?
It should not.
It shouldn't.
It should not.
But the pessimist in me goes, no, you idiot. They're playing the Marlins.
Yeah, but I'm not calling you an idiot.
I did that to myself.
I'm
don't worry.
I'm just saying. They're playing the Marlins.
I know.
That's a problem for them.
I know, but I have this history of Phillies Marlins
in my head.
Well, maybe
they're just in this good groove right now where this continues. I'm not going to say they're going to win 8 consecutive games
sure.
like they did already showing us that, or even reach 10 double digits and do it. But they do seem like, Jay, the bats, and I heard Andrew McCutchen say this, they always felt like they just have one inning that they're going to have,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to open things up. And it was early, and they had the 3 to cut it 6-3. And then they had the 4 later on to eventually take the lead, hold, and win against Washington in that walkaway game Thursday afternoon. If they feel like that, then looking at Miami, looking opposite
sure.
them, they know that, hey, again, we don't have a lot of room for error. We might trust Kyle Gibson out
yeah.
there on the mound. Let's give him something to work with early.
It would be great.
And do our jobs.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Charles Barkley, who you can hear after us tonight.
Yep.
In with Mike yesterday. I think my man Charles had a little live action Phillies because every time they scored, he was like, oh, they're back in this. They're back in it. Hopefully Charles is using DraftKings. But yeah, like they are – something's working right now. And it might be their strength of schedule. But, you know, they're still major league players, so you still got to get hits. And they're getting timely hits. I love McCutchen. He's – you know, in all likelihood, not going to be back unless he reduces his salary big time.
Play-wise, you would keep him? If the money goes down, would you keep
him?
Yeah,
I think you can get another year or two out of him. Yeah, and he lives in Central PA. He split Pittsburgh and Philly, so he's got ties to the area. It's possible. But I love him. He's a
– yeah.
His attitude and his looseness and him being a veteran and understanding how baseball works and how weird it is, I think pays off – for that clubhouse and that locker room. I think he's the guy that kind of keeps them loose and having fun and stuff like that. So I think his intangibles are really, really strong right now for this team.
All right. Well, look, man, Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. That's Jamie Lynch. I'm Devon Givens. Let me give you the money line right now. Phillies are -150. The Fish +130 tonight in Miami. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's about right. Gibson -150 makes sense to me. I would roll with him tonight.
And it's probably because of what you said. He is the one that
he's been their best pitcher the last, like, 3 weeks.
Month.
Yeah, month probably even. I mean, Wheeler's been a little shaky now for 4 starts or so. So, yeah, I'd roll with him tonight. You're getting their best pitcher if there's a night to bet him and feel somewhat decent about it. It's a night Gibson's on the mound.
So for him to record a win separately outside of the money line is +140. Yes,
well,
-190, no.
He always goes 6 at least, you know what I mean? So he should be getting a decision.
Right.
So at plus money, that's not a bad bet.
Okay, and Jesus Luzardo +350, -550.
Wow. Those are big numbers.
Those
for
are
him.
Huge numbers right there.
Yeah, that must tell you he must not get a lot of decisions. And if the number's that high, that might be telling you it's a Marlins bullpen game where he's not getting a decision. And if it's a bullpen game, in theory, the Phillies should be able to get to a Florida Marlins, or is it Miami Marlins? I don't
Miami,
even know anymore.
Miami, yeah.
Who cares? The Marlins,
yeah,
the fish.
The Marlins.
The stinking fish.
Yeah, it's the Phillies' problem.
So, you know, kind of reading in between the lines of those – you know, starting pitcher decision for Lazard, they should be able to get to the bullpen. If you get to the bullpen, you should be able to have a pretty good shot at winning. So I'll roll with the Phils. I'll roll with Kyle Gibson getting the W and just avoid Lazardo.
Just avoid Lazardo. Overall, just avoid Lazardo.
+350 to get a win.
Well,
tells
if you can, just avoid Lazardo. No big deal if you're able to do that. So let me give you now as I go to – let me give you his last 5 starts as we talk about Gibson here. So he started the last 4. He came into that Dodgers game, if you remember. He came in relief, Joe Girardi with the with the playing the weather game, and he came in relief and did not start the game. So he pitched 4 innings there. He did not play well. He gave up 7 mm-hmm. hits, 6 earned runs in that time, 4 1/3 that he was out there. But before that, against the Mets, where they won 4-2 on the 6th of August, he went 6, giving up 4 hits, 1 earned run, and he struck out 3. against the Dodgers in that short time, 4 1/3, struck out 3. Loss against Arizona out west when they were swept by the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, that was when they had that stink all over them.
Yeah.
I think they got 14 hits in that entire three-game series.
Terrible.
So, that was an example of, okay, the pitching keeping you in the game, but the offense couldn't win it for you.
Well, they lost 3-2 in his outing, six innings pitched.
That's not his fault.
7 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Against the San Diego Padres, where they took 2 of 3. They won that game 7-4. 3 strikeouts in that game, 8 innings pitched, giving up 6 hits, 1 earned run. And against the Diamondbacks, where they won 7-0 last weekend, 6 innings pitched, 3 hits, giving up no runs.
Wow.
No runs in that shutout, 3 strikeouts. I say that to say this to his line tonight as far as strikeouts by pitcher on DraftKings Sportsbook.
What do we got? What's the number?
He is over under. So is Lizardo. 4.5.
That's what I was going to guess.
Yeah.
He's not a big strikeout guy. He's incredibly efficient at getting ground balls. He knows how to pitch. You know, Ricky Pitalico always says with us on the morning show, Major League Baseball is full of throwers now. There's not a ton of pitchers left. And that's understanding the art of pitching and maybe not just throwing 98 to 100 miles an hour all the time. Kyle Gibson's a pitcher. He knows what he's doing, what he wants to throw in what situation, when he needs a double play ball, when he needs a ground ball to a certain – like, he can kind of control that stuff. I don't love betting his over on strikeouts.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, he's a guy I probably avoid just in the K's category because I don't think it's important to him. He's going to do what he needs to do, and that's not always necessarily a strikeout.
Well, here's why DraftKings is great. The under at 4.5 is +110. They're pulling you in, Jay. They're pulling you in.
Well, I mean, if there's a team you could get it against, it's probably a Marlins or a Pirates or a Diamondbacks type of team. You said he had 6 versus, I think, the Diamondbacks it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, at plus money, it's not a terrible bet. It's not probably one I'm going to make. But I could see why that could hit.
Get the win, Phils.
Yeah.
And get the win. Kyle Gibson strike out a few people and Bryce Harper, Andrew McCutchen. Keep it up.
I might throw a couple shekels on that +700 Bryce MVP.
Good call,
because of our conversation, you know, if they win, man, +700, that's something sweeter than Yoo-hoo.
Sweet. Yoo-hoo is sweet. It can knock you down a little bit or give you that energy. This is the Draft Line Show presented by DraftKings. That's Jamie Lynch. I'm Devon Gibbons. When we get back, let's talk about a little bit more of the futures for the Phils, making
Absolutely.
The playoffs, and, of course, winning the division.
And I got the football itch, man.
And the odds boost. We always give you those on the DraftKings.
And they got
Sportsbook
a great
app.
One
fun.
For the kickoff of the NFL
fun,
next
fun,
weekend.
Fun. We'll do that when we get back on this Friday night. Always fantastic to join you with the Draft Line Show, Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. And college football is back. It's time to hammer the over and score some cash. Jamie and I were just talking about it. Can't wait to get involved with this one. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all customers a chance to lower the over-under on this weekend's most anticipated college football game, Georgia versus Clemson. I've done it. Jamie has done it. Now you need to do it. For every 2,500 customers who bet the over on Georgia versus Clemson, the line will drop by 0.5 point. Get in, y'all. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. Tell your mom. Tell your brother. Tell your dad, grandparents, whatever it is. The best part is that even as the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. That's right. You can double your money by hammering the over. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Fanatic when you sign up to hammer the over. This is your chance to improve the odds of the over hitting. Hammer the over and improve your odds of doubling your money. That's code Fanatic for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Max $25 wager. 1 per customer. Offer ends 9/4/21. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Draft Line Show presented by DraftKings. Devon Givens, Jamie Lynch here on 97.5 The Fanatic on this Friday. It is technically a football Friday now that we're back. College football is here. Pro football is on the way, right? It is a football Friday.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, Temple Rutgers got postponed from Thursday night, and as my Temple sources, Pat Egan, John Kincaid, tell me it's a bit of a rebuilding year for the Owls.
Yeah.
So I might look into wagering on the Scarlet Knights because they're getting a little better. I think the line's close to 14, or if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, hopefully I pad that wallet, that DraftKings wallet, with a little Scarlet Knight blood money this weekend, and I go against the Owls, and hopefully it's all for the better.
Well, see, now you have me going to the DraftKings Sportsbook app here on my phone. Let me run to the college football feature here, the little line. You can just find it right there, and let's see if we can find tomorrow Temple and Rutgers. Right now, it is minus 14.5 for the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers.
Yeah.
Over under 52, minus 65 for Rutgers, plus 475 for those Temple Owls.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be betting the Owls, I'll tell you that.
No.
But it is nice to just have football back.
It is.
Last night I was, getting ready for bed, and I'm watching Ohio State, Minnesota, and I was just like, this is great. Ryan Day versus P.J. Fleck on a Thursday night.
What's the running back's name from Minnesota?
He's good. I forget his name.
Number 24.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
It's just nice to have football back on the TV, man. We itch for it every year as it gets closer.
And to have people in the stands.
Yeah.
Again.
And college is a great primer to get you ready for the big boys on Sunday. So, next weekend, we're going to have Saturday and Sunday football. Like, that's just so enjoyable.
And it looks like it might be about 50,000 up at Rutgers, something like that.
Yeah. I think it's called River Road, actually.
So,
by the stadium was flooded out.
So look, my nephew, he's a freshman. He just main campus.
Nice.
When we were talking about him leaving, I'm like, yo, I'm coming up there for either a football game or a basketball
game. And they got the famous grease trucks up there where all the food trucks pull in late night and stuff.
Dope. That is dope. So you're listening again to Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens with you. Jay, before we pivot to college football like we just did with Temple, quickly, back to the baseball futures for what we want to look at quickly with the Phillies playing the way that they've been playing. Let's just go to the division winner right now. They are the first ones that pop up, the National League East Division. The Braves still lead at minus 245, so a nice little lead that they have.
Yeah.
The Phillies plus 250 right behind them. The Mets, Marlins, Nationals deeper. Mets right now plus 1,000. Marlins, we mentioned them before with the Nationals, 100,000. They are back there. So Phillies plus 250 behind the Braves. What are you thinking?
Do I think the Braves win the division? Yeah, I ultimately do. But again, as a gambler, plus 250 – and knowing what we know, easiest schedule in baseball. Obviously, Eflin and Reese are done for the year. That hurts. Plus 2.5 to 1 odds for a team that has the easiest schedule. We know the Braves have to go on that tough 11 or 13-day road trip out west, face some good opponents. There is a 3-game series with the Phillies and Braves leading into the last series of the year. So even if you're 1 or 2 games out, you kind of control your own destiny heading into that Braves series, and then it all depends what you do versus the Marlins. But 2.5 to 1's not bad odds on the Phillies. I don't think they do it, but the gambler in me says I want to put a little something on that.
Okay, all right. And just to make the playoffs, no, minus 210.
Oof.
Yes, plus 170. Just to make the playoffs. And
minus
I'll find the Braves while you look at that one, while you let that one dissect.
That's a little – I mean, it makes sense, though. 250 for yes, 210 for no. Usually anything over 200 is a pretty strong indication it's going to go that way. They just want you to lay the juice in case it doesn't.
Yeah.
That tells me the Braves probably win it. But, again, it's called gambling for a reason. So you never know.
Let's go to the Braves. Minus 255, yes.
Mm.
Plus 205, no.
Mm.
Stay away. Stay away from the Phillies just to make the playoffs. The better bet is probably the division.
You get the 250 with the Phillies to make the playoffs, plus 205 for the Braves not to. So, yeah, you're better off just taking the Phillies at the 250 as opposed to the 205.
Okay. All right. Well, those numbers shook.
Those numbers shook me a little bit.
Those are the futures right now for the Phillies and their chances of making the postseason. Let's hope we're talking about some good things, you know, closer to the end of the month as we get ready for postseason baseball. Before we jump to college football, let's go to some Major League Baseball odds boost for today. Any player to hit a triple in Dodgers versus Giants.
Yeah, give me some good odds on that.
Boost it from plus 200 to plus 245.
Huh.
Not enough?
Not really. Okay. Odds boosts I always look at with a slanted eye, like, are you trying to draw me in here? Yeah, I don't know. I'd want a little more odds. Triples are, let's say there's, 16 games a night roughly?
Yeah.
Triple happens maybe twice a night at most in all of the games.
Mm-hmm.
So to get that in one particular game, that's tough. I would want like plus 400 on that.
Of course. Yeah, you want a higher number on that
yeah.
one. Absolutely. So good one, DraftKings. We love it.
We see you.
We love it.
I see you.
We love it. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you do want to bet that one, how about this one? The Yankees to hit 3+ home runs. Plus 145 was the previous numbers, boosted to plus 180 here on the DraftKings Sportsbook at odds boost.
That was three home runs?
Three plus. That's a little dangerous.
So three counts?
Good one.
Who are the? Does it have the pitching match up there?
Let me go back.
And see who. I mean, if there's a gas can on the mound, you know.
Yankees and Orioles. Does that help? They're playing the Orioles.
The Orioles do stink, and the Yankees are mashers.
Nestor Cortez Jr. versus John Means.
I mean, those sound like guys that can be hit.
Over-under is 9 in their game.
The Yankees mash. The Orioles don't exactly. They have Mountcastle who can, you know, go yard.
That's a
tough bet to hit.
It's fun.
It is fun.
I see what you did again, DraftKings.
Yeah, you're luring me in.
Yeah,
because that is
a fun
one.
That is a fun one.
Usually the odds boost you have to take with a grain of salt because they're more fun than they are like locks. No odds boost I've ever seen is a lock.
Yes.
So if you're looking at odds boost, which I encourage everyone to do because they have great ones, and we'll get into the NFL one that they have coming up, which is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Just be careful because those odds boosts, they'll get you.
Again, they're fun.
they're fun bets. They're not locks.
One more in the East and the NL East here. Just the game, not the odds boost. Colorado, Atlanta. Atlanta in Colorado tonight.
Let's go Rockies.
Rockies are plus 120 with the money line.
All right.
Braves minus 140.
All right. I mean, the Braves are a much better team. You're playing in Colorado. You know, you would imagine Freddie Freeman's probably going to mash a little bit in that.
He's so good.
But those numbers tell me the Rockies got a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing too damning there. So, let's go Rockies.
All right, well, let me give you the boost there. Austin Riley to hit a home run.
Okay.
Boost it to plus 310 from 250, plus 250.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
And it's not bad at all. 300. See, I always think home runs, I mean, look, how hard is it to hit a home run? It's pretty freaking tough.
How hard is it to hit a home run?
Pretty freaking tough. So, like, 300, like, that should be 500 to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's hard to hit a home run.
It is. So, but they are in Colorado.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, you would feel much better with the
plus 300 in Colorado
with the Bronx Bombers. You would feel better about that out there because
sure
they
would
be flying out of the stadium there. So those are your three Major League Baseball odds boosts on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So Jay, as we pivot and transition to college football here, we already talked about Temple and Rutgers. What has your eye for this weekend? You love it. It's back. I know how much you enjoy college football. Which one catches your eye tonight? And maybe tomorrow, or do you focus more on what's on deck for tomorrow versus what's available tonight? Because we know Penn State, Wisconsin is there. Michigan plays as well. You also have another good one where maybe you just want to pay attention to what Oregon is and who Oregon is against Fresno State out west. So what catches your eye for Saturday?
Historically, I've always been a Oregon overman. You can more often than not take an over in those week Pac-12 games and feel okay about your bet. You know, Western Michigan's a game. It's minus 17 kind of for a rivalry game. I don't mind the dog in that type of situation, especially with Michigan kind of being what they are. I mean, I can't wait for that Georgia-Clemson game. That's going to be awesome. Penn State-Wisconsin, the over-under is 50. Big Ten football, again, you're usually kind of safe going unders, especially with the ground-and-pound game that Wisconsin wants to play. But it's the first weekend of the year, so you never really know what a team is. I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't up in Happy Valley looking at training camp.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Oklahoma's
we'll
a 30.
Have to reach out to Tyler on that one.
Yeah. Oklahoma's a 31.5-point favorite over Tulane, over under 67.5. Like, that's one I don't mind taking an over on because I feel like that's an Oklahoma 45 spot waiting to happen. You know, Villanova beat West squads taking on Lehigh this weekend. You know, there's a couple that have my eye. I always try to tread lightly week one because you don't really know. You don't have a sense yet of teams and their style. Like, I thought last night, I'm an Ohio Statesman. I always bet Ohio State. They're one of the teams. The line was 14 last night. They ended up, they were losing in the first half. They ended up winning by 14.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these lines are so good, and especially for week one, you know, first live action for these kids. It's tough. Maryland, West Virginia, an over 57. I kind of don't mind that one there. Indiana, Iowa is a good game. Iowa minus 4. Indiana, to me, is an up-and-coming program, but they always kind of, I don't know. I think Iowa could handle that 4. You got Alabama, Miami at 3:30 on Saturday.
Some good games.
There is some good games. They're coming out swinging this weekend, which is great. Louisiana, Texas, that's another top 25 matchup. That's probably an over game to me. For the first weekend, I just kind of go on my historical gut of, well, this team's been this, and they're a high scoring, and this is a high-powered offense. So, like, I would probably take the over on Texas, Louisiana. Georgia-Clemson's the one I'm going to be doing my heavy-duty research on.
Yeah, especially, of course, with everybody getting in on the 2,500 customers betting the over.
Well, we already got 25 free bucks.
There you go, 25 free bucks.
So fire away on that game on top of it.
Once again, for the people who don't know, if you're just checking in, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all customers a chance to lower the over-under on this weekend's game that Jamie's talking about. The feature game for DraftKings Sportsbook is Georgia versus Clemson. For every 2,500 customers who bet the over on Georgia versus Clemson, the line will drop by half a point. And Jamie got it at 3. 3.5?
3.5.
3.5.
So the over-under on the actual game is 50.5.
Yeah.
That shows you how many people are hopping on the
hammer. All over it.
Smart people out there.
25. So when you brought up the Big Ten, the Big Ten games.
They're just historically lower scoring to me. So, like, any number over 55, I tend to just err on the side of the under.
Well, let me help you out with a profit boost.
Ooh.
On DraftKings Sportsbook app. Another good feature here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Big 10% profit boost. Opt in on your app and receive 3 10% profit boosts to be used on any week one Big Ten games.
Huh.
The max bet, 50. 50 for the bet and max 100 additional winnings. And so you can get in on that.
It's a free extra $5 for every $50 play you make.
It expires on the 4th of
September,
which is, of course, as we know,
all right,
Saturday.
I will take that into consideration. The way I look at college football as a gambler is I do it in stages. And sometimes the overlap from the early games don't sync up with the kickoff of the next game, but at least you have a good enough idea of how your spread is looking. So I take it in stages. I'll take my noon games, you know, I'll break it down, I'll whittle it down to the 2 or 3 I like. I'll bet those. I'll monitor those. I'll see how those are going. And then that'll affect how I play in the 3:30 games or the 3 o'clock games. And same thing, I'll monitor those, see how I'm doing, see if I have a little more funny money or if I need to be a little more conservative and then play those for the 6 and 7 o'clock games. So I try to do it in like 3 or 4 stages on a Saturday. I love a Saturday of college football.
There you go.
But I try to do that
it's
in stages.
Too.
I'm not going to put in my Clemson-Georgia bet early. I'll wait and see how I do in the morning. Hopefully I have a lot of funny money, and then if I have a strong feeling about Clemson-Georgia, I'll maybe put it all on that. You know what I mean?
So I like it.
I might swing for the fences this weekend. We'll see.
I'll be texting you this weekend.
Yeah, if I'm crying next Friday night, you know why? It's probably because I got my ass kicked week one. We'll see.
All right, man. And they do have some player futures in college football for the for the big award, the big player award at the end of the season.
I got to think Rattler is number one.
Number one at this time, plus 600.
That's pretty good because you know Oklahoma and the style of offense they run. He's gonna be airing it out. They're gonna throw. They're gonna put up numbers. That's not a bad number for him. I mean, he's the preseason favorite. More often than not, the preseason favorite is in the running come the end of the year. It's not bad, plus 600. I don't hate that one bit. I might put a little bit on him.
Is there one that stands out, that jumps out to you as one that you would say, that's a sneaky one right there?
Yeah. Sam Howell is
plus
1,400. That's not a bad number at all. JT Daniels, plus 1,100. You don't want to skew too far away with the Heisman.
No.
Because more often than not, the thoroughbreds are winning the race.
Yep.
So I wouldn't like deep dive into page two with the numbers. But, you know, Brock Purdy, plus 3,500. There's some names in here with some good numbers attached to them. That De'Arik King, plus 2,000. C.J. Stroud, plus 1,500. There's a couple guys worth, you know, with the Heisman, I'd probably throw a wide net and, throw in three or four. And try to take like a long shot, try to take two moderate, medium value guys, and then probably take Rattler just to kind of hedge myself.
Let me give you a good one. All the way down the bottom, plus 50,000. Frank Gore Jr.
plus 50,000? Hell, I'll bet on anything at plus 50,000.
Frank Gore Jr., though, his dad's still playing in the league. We keep talking about LeBron James and Bronny. Frank was trying to wait for Jr. Come on, man. Former Eagle Frank Gore trying to wait for Junior. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination.
So there's a name down here that might end up being a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. His name's Malik Willis. He's the quarterback at Liberty.
Oh, I know about him. You know what I know about him? Tyler Zuli. Okay. Loves it.
So he was on early mocks last year after the draft for an Eagles target. Because the Eagles, we'll see how the season goes. Apparently this kid, his talent is ridiculous.
Yes.
The question is, can a Liberty quarterback win the Heisman? Probably not.
Can he be, though, in the finalists?
He could if he leads Liberty to that good of a record and gains the attention. But he's going to be a top 10 draft pick, most likely.
Where's his number?
I just lost it. He's pretty far down there.
Oh, plus 8,000.
Yeah.
It's not bad, though.
You know, for like a $5 or $10.
Especially
little,
if you're talking a top 10 quarterback?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's going to get some eyes. He's going to get drafted highly.
Right.
If you get the eyes on you, then you start getting the media kind of swirl behind you. To me, that's worth a little. That's a fun bet to make.
That is a fun bet to make.
Plus 8,000?
Plus
8,000.
That's a pretty good one. Let's jump quickly, though, to the pro ranks because there is a game on Thursday. We won't be back until next Friday. The game will already have been played, which is Dallas traveling to Tampa, taking on the defending champs, the Tampa Bay Bucks. You know how a lot of these go when after the win, the first game back, the ring ceremony, the banners dropped and all of that. The only thing I'll say with the go against that, where the team typically struggles, Tom Brady has done this, what, six times already? Seven times already? Whatever it is.
Jeez. So it's wild. This will be his seventh,
he's got to make sure
right?
these dudes are, hey, let's focus. Let's focus. We need to get off to a good start. So right now, Jay, the number is 7.5 for the Tampa Bay Bucks to defeat the Dallas Cowboys. That is the spread right there, over under 52. Moneyline 400, Tampa, plus 300, Dallas. Tampa's winning this game. The question is, where do you go? 7.5? Is it too
so the
much?
The hook tells me Tampa, because if you're looking at it, the Cowboys are a heavily bet on public team. So the people that are going to be wanting to bet the Cowboys, because there's so many fans all over the country
after watching Hard Knocks 2,
are going to see that hook.
You see that guy? Yeah,
they're going to see that hook and go, oh, I get the hook on a football number.
Nice,
that's worth taking. Yeah, that hook tells me Tampa.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we'll talk about the Eagles game more next week.
Yes.
They also have a hook on a football number. Whenever there's that hook on the football number, that tells me more often than not it's not the dog. Now, I don't have the stats to back up my gut, but my gut says it's more often than not you're better with the favorite on a 10.5, a 7.5, a 3.5.
Right.
Because they're trying to lure you onto the dog side a little bit.
Right. Okay.
So that's
all
just
right.
A philosophy I have. But like I said, my account's down to 49 cents right now. So maybe don't.
You'll be good by next weekend. You'll be good.
Well, yeah,
you'll be good by Thursday.
Yeah, I got my free money from DraftKings coming. It's going to start the ball rolling.
You'll be solid. You'll be solid. They already have player props out, Jays. We only have a couple of minutes here, about a minute or two. Let's get to what do you want? Do you want you want first touchdown? What do you want? Do you want first team TD score? Where do you want to go here?
We talked about earlier just briefly. I'm going to bet hometown kid rookie of the year. Now look, it's a Trevor Lawrence bet to lose,
yes,
because he's a heavy favorite. It's a quarterback award more often than not. Kyle Pitts, I think, is going to be instant coffee in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I think this kid's going to make an impact. And unfortunately, against the Eagles week one, and I think he's going to carry it through the season. I believe he's plus 1,000. To me, that's a bet worth making.
Plus 1,000 for rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year. He is plus 1,000 behind Lawrence, Jones, Wilson, Fields, Lance, Najee Harris at plus 850.
That's not a bad one either.
That's a pretty good one.
Because Pittsburgh loves to run the ball. Devontae Smith, to me, is another one.
Smith is plus 2,200.
See, like, that's great value on a guy that's got a pretty good shot to put up 800 or 900 yards and a couple touchdowns.
Where's Jalen Reagor? He's a rookie. He did nothing last year.
Yeah, fresh slate, right?
My bad. Yeah, let's wipe last season away and let's start it all over. But that's a good one. Jay, it's been fun as always.
This has been
fun, entertaining, informative, but college football as well. And lastly, locking things down with, of course, the pro ranks as well.
Yeah, and there's one more comeback player of the year. If you
what you got?
I hate to say it. Nah, Carson Wentz might be worth a little something. I don't know if I can.
They're not happy with him out there.
I know,
we don't want to get into that. the medical stuff.
But
odds
wise, hey, now
that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
All right, man. Well, listen, Jay, off this weekend, right?
Yes, I am.
Off
it's
this
a
weekend.
Long Labor Day weekend. Enjoy your time off.
Thank
I know you
man.
Certainly earned it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, everybody has a great Labor Day, and we're back next week. On a true NFL Football Friday.
And it will be a blast. Dan Fritz, thanks so much. Great job by you, of course. And we definitely want to say everybody have a great, safe Labor Day weekend. We will talk to you together next Friday, 6 o'clock, as we get you ready for the professional ranks. So that will be a heavy, heavy pro football draft line show brought to you by DraftKings. And everybody be safe. Have a great weekend. Coming up next, Encore, Charles Barkley Day. Thursday it was, but it was so good, we got to bring it back to you for another time. Charles Barkley Day with Mike Missanelli Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Be safe this weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Free money alert. Free money alert. College football is back. It's time to hammer the over and score some cash. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all customers a chance to lower the over-under on this weekend's most anticipated college football game, Georgia versus Clemson. For every $2,500 customers who bet the over on Georgia versus Clemson, the line will drop by half a point. The best part is, even as the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. That's right, you can double your money by hammering the over. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANATIC when you sign up to hammer the over. This is your chance to improve the odds of the over hitting, and guaranteed it will. Trust me. Hammer the over and improve your odds of doubling your money. That's code FANATIC for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Max $25 wager, one per customer. Offer ends 9/4/21 in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.